Now, I'm not a prophet. I'm not one of these guys on the television who can tell you that I can see the future and I know what's going on in everybody's lives. I ain't got a clue. And by the way, neither do they. Amen. They're taking an educated guess when they say there's somebody out there in TV land with an inner ear infection. Of course there is. Amen. I'm not a fool, but I am going to tell you this morning. There's somebody here this morning lost. And if you die like you are, you'll burn in hell forever and ever. Ain't many preachers will tell you that anymore today. But I'm here to tell you, if you die like you are, you'll spend forever in a place called hell. Do you good to get you a Bible concordance and study out that place called hell. There's some preachers that'll tell you that there's no fire in hell. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. They'll tell you that it's just a place separated from God. It is. But it's also a place that burneth with fire and brimstone, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And you'll live for an eternity in a place. I wouldn't die and go to hell for nobody. I'd get that thing settled right here today. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes this morning. I'll be aware of the time. I didn't say I'd do anything about it. I just said I'd be aware of it. But I will be aware of the time. But I want to talk to you about your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. And let me ask you a question before we even read the scripture this morning. What is your relationship with God? Who is God to you? Amen. We're living in a world who doesn't have a clue. I look at a lot of people who have, Brother William, the little fish symbol on the back of their car. It's supposed to mean that I'm a Christian. And sometimes I wonder, do you even have a clue who God is? The way people live and the way people act and the way people talk. And I just wonder, do you even have a clue who God is? I watch on TV the way some people even act in the house of God. And I wonder, do you even have a clue? Do you have a clue who you're dealing with? We're not talking about the man upstairs. We're not talking about JC. We're talking about G-O-D, God. The one who created the heaven and the earth. We are to be in shock and awe this morning at who He is and the fact that He came by. The fact that He came by this little old church and met with a bunch of hell-deserving sinners this morning and answered our prayer. Woo! Listen, He heard Taylor this morning right down here loud and clear, honey. Oh, my. God the Father heard you just like you as one of the angels singing this morning. Isn't that special? What's your relationship to Him? Exodus chapter 33, verse number 11. Man, I can't even hardly see. I'm so wound up, I want to run a lap with Brother Tommy. I know somebody's out there thinking, boy, that bothered me. Well, you need bothered. Amen. If that bothered you, you need bothered. Amen. Let me say it again. If that bothered you, you need bothered. Go to the Braves game. Let them spill a beer on you. You'll feel better. Amen. That don't bother you. And the tomahawk don't bother you. A little shouting and praising God ought not bother you either. Amen. If that bothered you, I'm fixing to bother you a little more. Verse number 11, Exodus chapter 33. The Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses," I like this, face to face. Can you imagine that? Now watch this. "As a man speaketh unto his friend." And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. I want you to look at this one little phrase. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face, "As a man speaketh unto his friend." Not as a God, a creator, a possessor of all knowledge and all power and all might, speaketh unto a mere mortal. But he spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. I would like to be able to walk out of here today and say, God is my friend. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I have a relationship with him, and I know him this morning. Our kids sing a song, I know him, but best of all, he knows me. Let me try to make this, try to explain my thought to you a little bit this morning. As I travel around this country, my wife and I will leave in the morning, go to Philadelphia. If you've never been to Philadelphia, it's a third world country in America. Amen. The thugs in Atlanta are scared of Philly. Amen. Preacher told me, he said, if you got a sidearm, don't pull it out unless you intend to pull the trigger. They'll take it away from you and kill you with it. Amen. But we're going to Philly tomorrow. But as I travel around the country, people call me a lot of different things. As I travel, some call me Pastor Wyatt. I like that. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Pastor Wyatt. Pastor Wyatt, preacher. Some people even call me. One church I preach in, and I tell the guy every single time, don't do that. You just lied from, it's good to have Dr. Eddie White. I am not a doctor. Amen. Let me say it again. I am not a doctor. I am a janitor. We clean up after the doctors. Amen. That guy introduces me every time. It's good to have Dr. Eddie White. And I'm like, you're lying, dude. I told his church one time, I said, he's a liar. I ain't a doctor. Ain't even thought about being a doctor. Amen. They call me a lot of stuff, but man, and then here, people generally call me Brother Eddie, just out of respect as their pastor, they call me Brother Eddie, or pastor, and I happen to love both. I especially love that title, pastor. That's an honor that I get to carry, and I thank God for it. There's a lady here who calls me Eddie, just simply Eddie, among other stuff, and she's my wife. She calls me simply Eddie because there is a more personal relationship. There are two young women here this morning, two young married ladies, and one young man sitting on the platform. They call me Daddy, or in the case of my baby girl, Diddy. I am the original P. Diddy, amen. She's 20 something years old, and she still writes on my birthday cards, happy birthday, D-E-D-D-Y, Diddy. Those are my children. There are four little bitty fellas here this morning. They call me Papa. Now you notice all those names. I'm just one person. But all those names depend on the... There's one old... old. There's one refined lady here this morning. Who calls me son? And who is about to tell me to go to my room and drop my pants? Amen. And out of respect, I would. Amen. Sit down, please. To many people, I'm many different things. But the closer that relationship, the more intimate the name. I love Papa. Somebody help me right there. You ain't live till a little fella looks up at you and says, Papa. You don't even know what life is. You don't know what life is till a little old gal looks up and says, I'm Papa's baby. Here's $20. Amen. Papa's baby. I'm Papa's princess. Help me, Caroline. Is that right? You Papa's baby? Yeah. See that? There's a relationship. There's a place in my living room called my spot. It's where Caroline and I lay together and watch horse training videos. Most kids watch cartoons. Caroline wants to lay with Papa and watch horses. You can't do that. Because I'm not your papa. I want to talk about a place where you can get with the Lord this morning. Amen. To this world, he's generic, Brother Freddie. Yeah. Let me say it again. In this world, he is a generic God. Yeah. In the Masonic Lodge, God covers a wide... This is what God means. This is what God means to the world. One greater than you. That could be a whole lot of people. God covers Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism. I'm trying to think of all them other isms. It covers all of them. God, he's generic God. God's not generic. Let me just explain that to you this morning. God is not generic. I don't serve the same God that a Muslim does. Let me just say it again. We're live on the radio. Just let me make it real clear. I don't serve the same God that a Muslim does. I don't serve a God that would have me blow myself up. I serve a God that would have me live and have life and liberty and freedom. That's the God I serve. Amen. I don't serve a God that would have me, when I die, come back and be a cow. Amen. If I could come back and be something, it'd be a cow. My second favorite thing in the world is steak. Amen. Ain't you glad you don't live in India?
Amen.
Son, I'd done ate all my aunts and uncles. Amen. God's not generic. There's not a Christian God and a Jew God. There's not a Jew God and a Muslim God. Are you listening to me? There is one God. And he said beside him there is none other. And by the way, he also said, I am the Lord and I change not. I got to ask you a question this morning. Do you know that God? Do you know that God who spoke out, stepped out in the middle of nothing and spoke everything into existence? Do you know him this morning? I have a relationship with him this morning. Now, I treat him with reverence. And I treat him with respect. I don't bow my head and say, what's up, G? Are you listening to me? There's too much of this casual Christianity in America. Hey, man, what's up? Now, come on, man. That ain't church. That's not even respect. I guarantee you, I'll get to the message in a minute. I guarantee you, when the man pulls you over out here and walks up to your window, you don't go, what's up?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
You know what that translates to? Write me a ticket, dude.
Yeah.
Amen. We're to treat God with a little respect.
Amen.
Amen. Not this loosely come as you are, do as you want. I mean, man, he's greater than that. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is that lofty and he is that high, but yet he ascends or descends so low to meet with humble sinners like me and you. Do you know him? What is your relationship? Sometimes people come to me and they say, preacher, pray for me. What's the matter? You can't pray for yourself?
Yeah. Go on, preacher.
Now, a lot of times I understand somebody wants me to help them pray about a burden, but sometimes I believe people ask me to pray for them because they can't pray for themselves.
Yeah.
Because they have no relationship with God. My house was broke into a while back and some things were taken and some of my guns were taken. And yes, I have guns. I have one here with me.
Amen.
I didn't say it was on me. Now, there's several people that can't say that this morning. You're safe in this place. Amen. My brother Stacy knows a guy who owns a pawn shop. And the guy carries new weapons. And he's told Stacy, tell your preacher come in when he gets his insurance money. I'll let him have whatever I got at my cost. And I did that yesterday. And I was able to do that because of the relationship that he had with him. That relationship that Brother Stacy had with this fella, and now that I know this fella, he even told Stacy. Stacy said, will you do that for me? He said, no. Just for your preacher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That relationship carried some benefits. That makes sense?
Yeah.
My relationship with God carries some benefit.
Yeah.
Do you know what God does for me? Just about everything I ask him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, he didn't used to. Because I used to ask for some pretty stupid stuff.
Amen.
I'm talking about after I was saved. You ever prayed for God to kill somebody? Hey, some of y'all wouldn't be here this morning. Amen. I mean, I used to pray that all the time. Yeah, I read that verse in the Bible, vengeance is mine, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And I used to say, get him, God, get him. How do you let him live? And God says, because I let you live. He's living and breathing under grace just like you are, Jack.
Amen.
By birth, we are all God's creation. Listen to me. I want to clarify something. By birth, we are all God's creation. Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11. We sing that as a chorus here in our church. My mind just went totally blank. All things were created for His pleasure. We are His creation. Mel Gibson said that we're all His children. That's a false statement.
Amen.
We are not all God's children. The Lord said in the book of Matthew, talking to the scribes and Pharisees, He said, ye are of your father, the devil.
Amen.
We got some devil children here this morning.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness right there? We got some that used to be, amen, for years and years and years with my life, even though I didn't realize it, even though I wouldn't have openly told you I'm a devil worshiper. I'd have never admitted to that. Never in my life would I have said, yeah, I'm a devil worshiper. Never. But I was. Somebody sitting here this morning telling me, you're saying I worship the devil? If you don't worship God, you do. Amen. Let me say it again. If you don't worship God, you do. Boy, it got quiet in here. I see that crowd on television screaming and yelling for that freak weirdo Nicki Minaj, full of demons. Don't die on me. You worship her, you're worshiping the devil. Beyonce summonsing her little personal demon on stage, the devil. See, when we was out there, now I never did, I ain't no Nicki Minaj fan, if you hadn't figured that out, amen? I sure ain't no Beyonce fan, but I sure was a Hank Jr. fan. Now, some of y'all were with me on Beyonce, and some of y'all were with me with Nicki Minaj, but boy, don't mess with Hank. Wait a minute now, you don't mess with Hank. Come on now, I'm sidetracked, running a rabbit, but evidently he needs run. Listen with me very carefully if you're saved. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. Really? That's as wicked as Highway to Hell. It's basically saying the same thing. What I'm trying to establish here is if you don't have a relationship with God, whether you want to admit it or not, you have one with Satan.
Yes, sir. Amen.
By birth, we are all God's creatures. We're all God's creation, but we're not all God's children. But thank God, according to John chapter number 3, there is a second birth.
Amen.
Somebody help me right there. By the grace of God and by the mercy of God, there is a second birth. Little Miss Taylor got in on that second birth this morning. He said, what's that mean, getting saved? She got reborn.
Yes, sir.
Nicodemus in John chapter number 3 came to Jesus by night and said, what must I do to go to heaven when I die, basically? And Jesus said, you must be born again. 1964, November 13th, on a Friday morning, I was birthed to the family of Sandra and Eddie White. January 1st, 1985. I was rebirthed into the family of God. According to Romans, I have received the spirit of adoption whereby I can cry, Abba, Father. You see, before I knew Christ, He was God, He was Jesus, but He was nobody to me. But on that New Year's Eve, honey, when I bowed down and asked God to forgive me of my sin, and He came into my heart, hey, no longer is it God, no longer is it Jesus, it's Father. There's three kids here this morning. They've grown now, but there's three young adults here this morning that have privileges with me that everybody don't have. They're my children. You understand that? That boy don't look near as good as I do, but he has my blood running through his veins. You understand that? My mama's back here. I'm getting in all kinds of trouble with my mama this morning, amen? I didn't say it's ugly. He's got my blood. You know what? Scientist could draw my blood and his. You know what they'd say? It's a DNA match. They could draw my blood and the blood of one of my girls and they'd say it's a DNA match. The markers, ain't that what they call them? The markers and the DNA line up. I'm glad there's some blood that was shed on the mercy seat of God in glory and the markers line up. Hey, somebody help me. I'm glad I got some godly DNA this morning. My relationship has gone a little farther than just creator and creature. He's my father. When I bow my head, I can pray just like Jesus did. Father, which art in heaven. Do you know nobody in the Bible, Brother Freddie, as far as I know, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Nobody in the Bible ever called God Father till Jesus did. Is that right? I don't think anybody ever called him Father till Jesus did. Why? He could. He could. I call him Father this morning because I can. I sure don't call him Muhammad. Are you listening to me? I sure don't call him Allah. I call him Father because he is my Father. That relationship is because of that new birth. By birth, we're all God's creatures, but by that second birth, we become God's people. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, somebody here needs to do that this morning. I'm telling you, little Taylor got saved, and I'm thrilled to death. Ain't nothing make me no happier than sitting here watching her just sit down there and just weep and pour her little heart out to God. Man, that's precious. But the burden's not gone. I'm still carrying the burden for somebody that I come in here with. Somebody knows God as creator, but you don't know him as father. By that second birth, we become God's people. As we learn and grow, we develop a relationship of father and child. Now listen, some of you around here haven't been saved very long, and you have an excuse not to know everything. You have an excuse not to do right most of the time. Are y'all okay? Listen, when I first got saved, I still cussed. I did. I'd cuss you out. You jump on me on the job, I'll pick up something, hit you with it, cuss you like a dog. Well, there ain't no way you can be saved and do that. I did. Amen. Some of you still do. Yeah. Y'all all right? Great. Huh? Yeah. There's a man in this church, saved, going to heaven when he dies. Shot me a bird one day. Yeah. You say, did you chew him out? Nope. I just shook my head and went, what an idiot. Hey, we cut people slack around here. Now, that same man that shot me a bird, matter of fact, I was sitting on the back of his four-wheeler, and he didn't just shoot me a bird. He put it on my face. Boom, right just like that. But that's been a few years ago. He'd cut his arm off before he'd do that today. Why? Because he's gained more respect for you? No, he's gained bigger relationship with him. Does that make sense? He's grown in the Lord. As we grow in the Lord, the relationship gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. We get closer and closer and closer and closer. My favorite traveling companion in this whole world, outside my wife who's going with me tomorrow, hot dog. We ain't getting double beds neither, Jack. Levi, I love it when Levi goes with him, we get double bed because I ain't sleeping with him. He's my boy, but the relationship ain't there. Amen. It's there. You follow me? Yeah. Man, when we travel together, man, we just talk and talk and talk and talk. And I believe, I may be misstating it, but I believe that young'un knows there ain't nothing he can't tell his daddy. There ain't nothing. He tells me stuff he don't tell his wife. Now, she's going to hammer him all the way home. What'd you tell your daddy? What'd you tell your daddy?
What did you tell your daddy?
Something he wouldn't tell you. I don't know where she's at. Giving me the eyeball. There she is up in the balcony. I feel them darts coming. Amen. He tells me stuff he wouldn't tell nobody else. You know why? He knows he can. He knows he can. He knows if it's spoken at Toyota, it don't go outside that Toyota. I was carrying a burden the other day so heavy it was about to kill me. And I talked to him about it. You know why? I know I can. Because that relationship is there. I just wept, cried with my son because I knew I could. Now here's what I'm saying. Because of that second birth, and because of that growth as a Christian, it didn't happen that way overnight, Brother Freddie. It took time. I had to get to know him. The kids sing that song. I might get them to sing it for the invitation if they would. It said, when I first started walking with the Lord, I did not really or fully trust him. You know why? I didn't really fully know him. I knew him as Savior, and that was it. I knew I wasn't going to hell and I was going to heaven when I die. But man, I didn't know him yet as a friend. Like Abraham spoke to him face to face. Man, I bow my head, Brother Charles, and I tell him anything. Do you know I've never caught him by surprise? I've never caught him off guard. I've never caught him, got him at a bad time. He's never said, I'm sorry, son, now's just not a good time. He's always been available for me. No matter what the situation, no matter how heavy the burden or what was wrong, or even if I'm coming on the behalf of somebody else, it's always the door's open, son. Just come right on in. Paul said it like this, that we may come boldly. Boldly into his presence. We can just, here I am. I don't mean with disrespect. I don't mean that. I understand that. We need to serve God reverently. We need to pray reverently. Hey, but I've got just as much a right or more right than any angel that sings this morning. Hey, I've got a right to come before the presence of God. Why? We have a relationship. I know him. And he knows me. That relationship, as we grow, we start out as just God's creature, and then we're God's people, and then we become a God's child. I know when we're saved, we're his child, but we begin to develop that relationship as a father and a son. And by obedience, I become God's friend. I become God's friend because I obey him. Wow. He spoke to Moses as a man speaketh unto his friend. Isn't that pretty cool? I mean, really, if you just sit and ponder that for a few minutes. I mean, it's a big deal for me to say to you, yeah, me and God, we're buddies. I'm friends with God. But to have God say, I have God say, hey, you know Shane Reese? He's a friend of mine. You know Jesse over at Happy Valley? He's a friend of mine. You know Craig Gonto? He's a friend of mine. Buddy, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Here's the question, and I'm going to quit. Is he just a generic thing to you? Is he somebody you holler his name when you're about to have a wreck? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You just about can't watch television no more.
Right.
It's Jesus this and Jesus that. And it's not meant in a good way.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, wait a minute. What's he got to do with this? Yeah. Amen. What's he got to do with this? Even the atheist, as he's about to hit a semi head on, hollers, oh, God. At their last breath, they'll acknowledge there is a God. But that's all it is. There is a God. One guy, what's the agnostic say? Oh, there's a God. We just don't know who he is. What good is that? What good is that? That's about the stupidest thing I ever heard. I'd rather be an atheist. I'd rather be an atheist and say I don't believe there is a God than say I believe there is a God, I just don't know where he's at. I just don't know who he is. Maybe he's Buddha, maybe he's Allah, maybe he's this. Come on, man. He introduces himself to us plainly in this book right here. Is he just generic to you? Is he just something you pray and call on when you get in trouble? When the doctor says there's cancer or a tumor or a lump or a bump? Is he just somebody you call on at a funeral home? Is he just somebody you call on when the baby's got a fevered brow? Hey, or is he somebody that you walk with and you talk with day in and day out? Hey, I want you to know God. Amen. Do you know what I realize over 21 years of pastoring? Do you know what I realize the biggest part of my job is? It's not counseling you in my office. It's not giving you advice. The biggest part of my job is drawing you closer to God. Do you understand that? My job is to help you and to aid you to know God better today than you did yesterday. And he's here this morning. And you know what he's asking for? A relationship with you. Hey, let me put it in modern vernacular. He sent you a friend request. He sent you a friend request. Y'all feel me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? What do you do next? I don't really know. I don't have Facebook. What do you do next? Yes or no? Accept or decline? What is it this morning? Yes or no? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who hung the stars and knows them by name, Him. The one who made the sun come up this morning, the one who will cause it to go down this evening, Him has simply said, will you be my friend? Will you be my friend? You've clicked yes to everybody else. Will you accept me? Will you accept me? Some of you won't accept him because you know he's wanting to get in your business. He's wanting to get in your life. Listen, he's not wanting to hurt it. He's wanting to make it better. We look at the Bible and we look at Jesus as a rule book. And it is a rule book. It's a guide to live our lives by and tell us exactly what to do and when to do it and how to do it. It is that. But Christianity is not a bunch of rules. It's a bunch of freedom. I know people who are in churches, they're under more bondage now than they were before they got saved. They're trying to be just like this guy in the pulpit so they can go to heaven when they die. If you try to live your life and be just like me, you're going to bust hell wide open. I'm not your model. Amen. People are forcing junk on people that ain't nowhere in that Bible. Amen. I grew up hearing people preach you as wicked if you had wire-rimmed glasses. Brother Harold, you remember that? Wire-rimmed glasses. Scripture, please. Yeah, you couldn't preach in no colored shirt, buddy. You'd go to hell when you die. I had one guy tell me he didn't let nobody preach in his church unless they had on cowboy boots. Man, Jesus wouldn't have been welcome there, would he? Bondage, man. I mean, that ain't what it's about. It's about freedom. But that freedom comes in that relationship. I take liberties with that lady right there. Is that all right? This service is over. She gets in my truck. I'm going to kiss her right in the mouth. I said right on the mouth. Y'all listen to me? I can do that. I wouldn't do it to your wife. I have no desire to. And I sure wouldn't do it with your husband. But I have liberties with her because of the relationship. Do you understand that? I have liberties with God that others don't have because of the relationship. What is he to you? Do you know him? Do you know it? How close are you? You say, well, I talk to God. Let me ask you another question. Does he talk to you? Amen. Does he talk to you? He talks to me. He talks to me. He got up with me this morning.
He got in the shower with me and put a burden on my heart for little Taylor, and I didn't even know her. Started praying for her this morning before I ever got here, and somebody else here today. The Lord told me plain as day, boy, there's going to be lost people sitting in that church this morning. You better make sure me and you okay. Yeah. Better make sure me and you all right. I said, Lord, if you'll forgive me, we are. Lord, if you'll love me beside myself, we're okay. Yeah. He said, I do, son. I do. Let her rip.
Amen.
Do you know him this morning? Where is that relationship? Are you just creator and creature? Or are you father and child? How close are you? You may have been saved a long time, but you're way out here. The Bible said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Let's stand our feet all over the house. Miss Elizabeth, would you come to the piano? Is Jonah asleep? He is. Will you come help Papa just a second? Would you mind? I want to show you something this morning, if Jonah will help me. Will you come help Papa for a second? He's asleep. It's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to. If I ask Jonah to come to Papa, and Jonah makes a step, look at me now. That step's going to be about that long. But if I make a step toward Jonah, that step's going to be about that long. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. When I move toward God, it may seem like a little bitty step, but then when God steps, it's like I go bump, and God goes whoo. It's not some big, long, drawn-out process. When I just move toward him, but he's there. Let's bow our heads all over the house this morning. Heads bowed and eyes are closed. Nobody's looking around. I wonder if there's somebody here today. I wouldn't embarrass you. I wouldn't come to you for nothing. But I would like to know about your relationship. I wonder if there's somebody say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. I don't really have a relationship with God. If I died right now, I'm not sure heaven would be my home. I'd appreciate it if you'd pray for me. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. You say, preacher, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Just remember me. Anybody? You can just slip your hand up and put it right back down. Anybody? Preacher, I'm not sure. I don't want to die and go to hell. If you can really know that in your heart, I'd like to get that settled. Please pray for me. Anybody, just slip up your hand. Put it right back down. How about this? Preacher, I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt in my mind. If I fall over dead right now, you preach my funeral. Tell my family I'm in heaven. I know God, but not like I ought to know God. I need a greater, more intimate, closer relationship with my Savior. Boy, it ought to be all our hands right there. Thank you so much. Let's pray together this morning. Father, as we come to you in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for a good day. Thank you for these dear people. Lord, thank you for what you've already done this morning. Thank you for little Taylor getting saved this morning. Lord, that blessed my heart. Lord, I just praise you for it. But Lord, there's others here who need you this morning. Lord, there's some that needs to draw near. God, I pray you'd move right up next to them this morning. Lord, you saw every hand. You know every heart. Lord, please just have your way in this altar call. Lord, don't let this prayer be the end of this service. Lord God, it'd be good if it's the very beginning. Somebody just get in, come to know you. Lord, help us to introduce you to someone as a friend this morning. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God, dealing with your heart, you come.